Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Today we have a thrilling and exciting episode as we are amidst the construction of the new Mountain Mayhem roller coaster, or coaster, I should say, at Massanutten Resort. I'm excited to have a couple of guests here with me today that can tell you all about it. This is Massanutten Resort, which is a premier all-season resort destination on the East Coast, and this coaster is set to open in fall of 2024. This new mountain coaster has a total length spanning 3,380 feet that covers 2,156 feet of terrain with two 360-degree spirals along the track. Whether seeking an exhilarating, heart-pumping ride or more leisurely ride to take in the coaster's breathtaking views, the mountain coaster can reach speeds of up to 25 miles per hour. Joining us today are two distinguished guests from Massanutten Resort, Jason Oney, the marketing manager, and Cameron Tucker, the mountain sports director. They'll share with us the story behind this innovative attraction and all the exciting details. Welcome, Jason and Cameron. It's great to have you both on today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited as well.
Yes, this is so exciting. We've had the pleasure of having you on the podcast before to share. I think the last time was Light Up the Park,
correctly. Yeah, it was Light Up the Park.
Which is their Christmas drive-through attraction.
It's walk-through.
It is walk-through.
Maybe one day we'll do a little drive-through. Yeah, we're always willing to expand, so yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I did even walk through it, so I'm not sure what happened in the neuron connections right there, but... Something went amiss.
It's amazing. Well, let's just say that.
It is amazing. And this is super exciting to me because the very first time at Laughers that I tried a mountain coaster was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I went with a group of other college football parents. All of our sons were playing football at the University of North Carolina.
Woo-woo!
And we got so close, we started vacationing together and we went to Dollywood and we saw a mountain coaster. We had never heard of such a thing. And we took it and we were so excited to do it. We still laugh from the memories we had that day because there were a lot. And now we're getting it right here in the Shenandoah Valley. And wow, I can't wait to get into talking about all of this. So why don't I start out with this? Just so the laughers can get to know each of you a little bit, can you both speak on, you know, who you are and what you do here?
So my name is Jason Oney. I'm the marketing manager here at Massanutten Resort. I've been in this position for a little over a year and completely thrilled to just one day, you know, focus on a mountain coaster and then the next day the water park and just really try to, you know, find ways to let all of our audience know about the amazing things that Massanutten has to offer.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Jason.
I'm Cameron Tucker, the mountain sports director, and mountain sports encompasses both of our golf courses. It is our family adventure park here that is the home of the new Mountain Mayhem coaster, as well as all things ski, snowboarding, and mountain biking. And we're just super excited to have the mountain coaster here and talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about where it is, first of all. So this is my first visit to the Family Adventure Park at Massanutten Resort, unbelievably. But I see you have some tubing. What else do we have in the Adventure Park that's operational right now?
Yes, so the Family Adventure Park has summer tubing, and that is a lot of fun. That is for all ages. The whole family can do it together. We have a mega zip line that is a single zip that comes just over 900 feet down the mountain. Mm-hmm. We have a kids adventure course, and that is a lot of fun for any of the 12 to 5-year-olds, 5 to 12-year-olds that want to have an adventure course experience. It has different obstacles. We have a climbing wall here on site, as well as gem mining and bounce house for some of the younger generation. And we also have an excursion that we take you to the top of the mountain just above our chairlifts, and you actually get to learn how to rappel off the top of the mountain and the ridge and go rock climbing.
Thank you for that. Yeah. The audio listeners, we're chuckling because we're out here outside in front of the construction for this new mountain coaster, and I should have held on to my notes a little more tightly because the wind took them all away.
Nice breeze on a hot day.
We're just here to entertain you and bring That's you right. all the thrills that the Shenandoah Valley has to offer. One quick question about this adventure park, or just pretty much anything in Massanutten Resort. I know you cater to tourists that come from all over the globe here. Are these attractions, like where we are right now, also available to people that live here locally?
Yes, absolutely. We are a public mountain. Anything that Massanutten has to offer, you can just have a day trip, come up, come enjoy everything. You can book hotels here. We have a lot of different options for how to stay, and you do not have to be an owner. You can absolutely come up, and everyone, we love when we see our friends and family coming up and enjoying the mountain.
Yeah. Did you have anything to add to that, Jason?
I would just say that we really are active in our community, so we really just try to find awesome ways for people to that are in the community to come to our destination, and so we just try to provide something that they can't really get anywhere else nearby.
Yeah. I think your job is super fascinating, Cameron. Listen, Laffer, she took me up some sort of utility vehicle of sorts up steep mountains. Like, she knew what the heck she was doing. Praise God for all of us. Anyway.
Seatbelts and four-wheel drive.
Yeah. How did you get all this experience and background in these mountain sports? How does one become a mountain sports director?
So, as we were talking a little bit on that fun drive up, I was the operations manager here at the Family Adventure Park for 3 years, and I've actually worked here at the Adventure Park for just over 10, and it's only recently that I transitioned and was given the opportunity to become the mountain sports director here at Massanutten. A lot of the fun driving skills, actually, my parents, I grew up and my dad has a tractor and we had four-wheelers, things like that, but certainly here on the mountain, using the Rangers and the UTVs, that's just part of it. We've got to get to different spots and spaces up and down the mountain, and we're at the top of the mountain one day, we're coming on down here to the Family Adventure Park another, and you get in there and you go.
Yeah. You got, so the background, your family life had you in this kind of terrain a lot.
Oh, yeah. If my dad had it, we learned how to use it.
Go, Dad.
I'm going to add that you also have to be pretty awesome. I work with Cameron on a regular basis, and she's just phenomenal. She's a great team leader, and she just really knows a lot about what she does, but she also knows how to just drive business to the resort. So she really works heavily with her team and my team to really try to market and just really draw more attention to what she does, which is amazing.
That's excellent. Do you
Thank
have
you,
pass?
Jason.
Yeah, you're, that you. Was really wonderful. Do you have like passes, summer passes for the parks and things like that?
We have season passes for a number of our activities and spaces here around the resort. For the Family Adventure Park in particular, we have combo passes that you can purchase, and that really is your best opportunity to be able to experience a number of the activities. So a combo pass could look like a mega zip and climbing and our quick flight, which is a free fall device, and it also includes the summer tubing. So here at the Adventure Park, the combo pass is kind of the biggest bang for your buck to really sample a little bit of everything that we have. And a lot of that is going into the planning of how we're going to sell the mountain coaster. That same line of thought.
Yeah, speaking of which, what sparked the idea to bring a mountain coaster? And what company are you guys working with to bring it here?
Yeah, so I can start with that, and then Jason, might fill in. But we actually had a Canopy Tour zip line in this space that we're standing in. So the steps that we walked up here that ended as the mountain coaster comes across, that was a Canopy Tour, and that was a highly utilized, much loved adventure for our guests. They would come through, have a 90-minute tour through the trees with guides. It was a lot of fun. That began aging And we took that opportunity to really look at our park, try to see what was missing, and we really wanted to incorporate more activities that the whole family could do together. Mm-hmm. Tubing is a big draw here, and that's because anyone that comes through the doors, as long as you're over 36 inches tall, can basically come summer tubing and winter tubing. And so the idea really was brought on by us looking at the space, seeing what we could bring to it, how it would add to the activities we already had here at the Venture Park. And also understanding that not everyone that wants to come out, enjoy the outdoors and adventure wants to be scared or startled. They want to have that sense of control still. They want to be able to enjoy it and not be 50 feet in the air and not coming, you know, stepping off of a 30-foot platform. And so we just really found that the mountain coaster fit all of those things for us. Mm-hmm. We're working with an incredible company out of France, MND Leisure, and they've been wonderful to work with, very knowledgeable. We found that they just have such high quality in everything that they do. It was a really easy decision to make to go with them.
Okay, so I want to ask, when you decided to do the mountain coaster, how did you go about researching a mountain coaster company that you wanted to work with?
Yes, so luckily, Kenny Hess, who was the mountain sports director before me and my mentor, he has been in this industry for 30 or more years. And with that, he's made quite a few contacts and built relationships with a lot of people in the industry. MND is also a chairlift company, and he knew Dennis Kinsella, who was the North American U.S. salesman of MND. And so when we realized we were leaning towards a mountain coaster, Kenny immediately reached out to Dennis, said, "Hey, I understand you work for MND. How's that going?" And again, based on their relationship, we still looked at other companies. But again, at the end of the day, we just felt most comfortable going with MND.
Laughers, that's just, again, another testimony about the power of creating and cultivating positive connections and relationships with people. Because then it came back and it ended up leading to somebody that you already knew and trusted.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Yeah, and that relationship really, that's where it started.
Okay. Well, I am so excited and thrilled that you're bringing thrills to the Shenandoah Valley that I brought some thrills of my own of the edible variety.
Uh-oh.
What I have here is absurdly flavorful popcorn from our sponsor, Cream Popsters Popcorn. And I brought you guys some. What do you think? Have you ever had it?
Wow.
Mmm. Jason says he's had it.
So I don't know if we're going to edit this part out because I have popcorn. We actually have them as a vendor at our farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I first heard about them and tried their product. And there's so many different wonderful flavors. So really good. I haven't tried this one. This is spring mix.
It's
got a little strawberry and grape and key lime, which is my favorite. I love key lime.
Love key lime. Key lime
very
fan.
Good.
What do you have there, Cameron?
I have the tried and true caramel, and it does not disappoint, although I am a huge fan of key lime, so I'm probably going to steal some of Jason's when nobody's looking. Absolutely. But it's delicious.
I highly recommend this task.
Yes. Yeah, you said popcorn, and I said I'm in. So
that's the first thing she said to me that first. We had just met each other in person for the first time. It's literally one of the first things she said. Yep. Laffers, these popcorn kernels are grown right here in the Shenandoah Valley. Their factory is 100% nut-free, and they just won the Virginia Finest Trademark for Specially Crafted Food, which is hard to get here in the state of Virginia. So they want to give you a 15% discount. You just got to use promo code LAFF15 and visit their website today at prepopsterous.com. That's PrePopsterous.com today. That way, when you buy it, you can join me on next week's episode munching on it. Have good times with our friends that come on the guests.
That's right.
I come on as guests for this podcast, like Jason and Cameron.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some more things. What goes into the planning and construction of putting in a mountain coaster, I'm sure it takes more than a day to do this.
Yes.
As I'm imagining.
Yes. As you look around, and we literally are in the middle, we have gentlemen behind us that are up here digging footers and putting in concrete. There are gentlemen in front of us that are digging and preparing for concrete.
Yes.
As you and everyone listening and watching can imagine, it is a huge endeavor, and I think that's why it's so important to have not only the people here on the ground and the teams in place that can pull it all together, and we have an incredible project manager here at Massanutten, and Isaac, I'll give you a shout out. He has done an incredible job of just getting this put together, bringing the teams together. There are individuals from MND that are here on site, and they're able to really make sure that we have everything where it's supposed to go. We've never built one of these. We've built ski lifts, but another challenge is just that, you know, there's the weather. We're outside. There are going to be delays there. The concrete has to be set, and it has to pass its tests. And so just ensuring that all of those things are met, it takes quite a bit. And we're very excited about it. And we love when we come up here and we can see we've got another 20 or 30 feet of track laid. That's just very rewarding.
It is. When did you break ground on this?
I'd like to say that we broke ground on, this is where I phone a friend, right?
roughly.
Yeah, roughly. We started digging down at the bottom, breaking ground just around the end of February.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a specific date. They're all blending together now.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure they are, and the anticipation is sometime this fall.
Yes. We're our shooting goal is in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are more than one mountain coaster around the globe. So what differentiates the one you all have chosen to install here at Massanutten Resort from the other ones?
Okay. So, you know, spoke a little bit about MND and the quality, and again, not having worked with some of the other vendors, can't speak to that, but certainly the design itself, it is a monorail, and that generally, as we understand it, has a more smooth ride. And the sled design, instead of having more of a low sitting cart where your feet are out in front of you, our sleds, the MND sleds, are designed more like a jet ski or a ski-doo.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So you're up. It has a full back. The again, a lot of that is just their choice in design. And it's the monorail. It's different in the sled design. And, yeah.
Yeah. And that is one of the pieces of the monorail right to the side of us here.
It
so
is.
You can
you
see
can
it in the back
it.
Of the video if you're watching that.
We'll all lean.
Jason's already practicing his 360-degree angle turns.
Right. Spiral. Take it at speed.
Can you, one of you, describe what the riders will experience when they come enjoy the mountain coaster here?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think obviously you're going to get towed up the mountain. So that's where your ride's going to start is. You'll come and you'll sit in your sled. You're going to head up the hill, and it's basically a chairlift. Instead of a chair, it just latches to the front of the sled. And you'll come up, and something that's really neat and unique to this, what made us really push for the longer distance is that we go up over a bridge across the road just behind us. And so we were able to get a lot more length out of that and just have a different experience there. And so the riders will be able to go across the bridge and then up to the very tip top, and that's when they will be released off of the lift and they start their descent. They're going to immediately pop in, come around, go back across the bridge, and hit two 360-degree 30-foot spirals. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so it's at that point that they'll come back across. They'll cross the track that they just came down, and they'll have some of those fun humps and jumps and kind of bank turns, and they're able to engineer all of those fun rides into the coaster without actually jumping or kind of hitting that curve. You can hear the construction behind us.
Yeah.
Now.
You know it's going down.
That's it.
So they're going to get dragged. Like, there's not really a ride per se up. They're more towed to the top.
Yeah, so essentially, okay. Yeah, they'll just get towed all the way up to the top. And that's okay. Where they'll be able to really start gaining that elevation, looking around. Yeah. They'll parallel the zip line. So as they're coming up, zipliners will fly right past them.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to have this running year-round, weather dependent, or is this more going to be a spring to fall
our
situation?
Goal, yeah. So our goal absolutely is to run it year-round. It will have some extended hours in the summer and when we're snow tubing, and we'll also be mountain coastering.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. What do you think about this, Jason?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait to actually experience it myself, but it's just also exciting to kind of market it and try to be creative because it's not here yet. So,
yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. What goes into marketing something that's not yet on your property that people can buy and experience?
Right. Yeah, that was probably one of the bigger challenges on the marketing level is to grab kind of footage and film from the company that's over in France, and what we had available was kind of featured in the Alps, so we had to try to crop and edit and be creative, but we were able to kind of get enough of that to be able to kind of put into our marketing so that people kind of get an idea of what it's going to look like and the experience that they're going to have. And so we haven't actually released it to the public yet. So it is kind of leaking out slowly, and we're trying to be a little strategic on that because we wanted to make sure that our timelines with our construction was on point. As we had discussed earlier, you know, thinking summer initially, but now looking more towards the fall. So now we have a little bit more stronger idea of when we're going to actually have a grand opening. And so we're looking forward to marketing that for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about this grand opening while we're on the subject matter. What is that going to look like, and who can come to it? And
so we will have like a pre-grand opening, which Dawn will definitely be invited to that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And you know, we'll maybe do a round two of you know, showing you what the coaster looks like on the footage instead of an idea. And so we are going to have an invite only kind of like a pre-grand opening event where we will invite some of our partners in the area just to try to make sure that we kind of make the people that we have established partnerships and relationships with have that kind of exclusivity. So we really, really value that. We want to make sure that people feel that. And so then we'll also have, you know, the actual grand opening for the public. And we will definitely be promoting that on social and on our website and on OTT and Google, and just try to really maximize that. We'll even put things in local publications and resort content. And all of the fun marketing. It'll be pretty much saturating everything we do.
So what you're saying, Jason, is the world will know.
The world will know, for sure.
Okay, I love that. Now, there's probably some people out there, some laughers, that have never tried a mountain coaster before. They might be a little intimidated, but also still very interested, slightly hesitant because they don't know what the safety protocols are. So can we talk about that a little bit?
I'm going to pass the mic to Cameron. I know, but I want her to be able to speak more specifically on it.
Okay.
Yes. So again, I think something that sets MND apart is certainly early in the game was they do have increased safety monitoring. With our mountain coaster, each passenger has their own seatbelt, and there are some models that one seatbelt goes around both passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just felt really good about that. The seatbelt, once locked and passes a sensor, it cannot be unlocked again. And so, again, being able to control that, ensuring that the guests from the time they pass our loading station until they're right back at the disembarking area, they're safely secured in their sled. Something that we're very excited about with MND is their anti-collision, and I hesitate to say collision, but that is anti-collision technology. They split their coaster into certain zones, and there are monitoring systems on the sleds and sensors throughout the course that lets the operator at the bottom of the mountain know where their sleds are.
Oh, nice.
But it also has an automated system that if this is my second run and I am just wide open, having a blast, no brakes, but it's your first run and I've caught up with you, the system will slow me down.
So that's
that way,
great.
Yeah, that way I can't come into contact with you. I can't come into your zone. So again, lots of considerations. Kenny Hess, previous mountain sports director, was also the director of risk management. And so, yeah, certainly I've gotten a lot of great tutelage and mentoring from him. And so that was something that he and I both were very excited about.
Yeah, that makes me feel safer about it already. Yeah. I'm totally trying it.
Yeah. Oh, you should. Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally doing it. And what are some of the specific requirements for riders and or any height requirements or weight requirements that we should be aware of?
Yeah. So again, as I spoke earlier, we really are excited that within certain parameters, the whole family can do this. Mm-hmm. If you are a single rider, then you just need to be able to drive the sled. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking that individuals that plan to drive the sled have to be 12 years or older. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just for safety reasons. Those are parameters that we set. If two riders are riding together, the combination doesn't, we have to make sure it doesn't increase and go above 350 pounds.
Okay.
So two riders, 350 pounds, a single rider, 350 pounds, mm-hmm. but at least 12 years old, and all riders must be 4 years old and up.
Okay.
Yeah.
For safety. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I like that.
Fix that. Yeah. Jumbled that up.
We did it. We'll get it.
We got there.
How will you manage, or what is the plan for managing the flow of guests? And there's a ton of people that show up to do this. What's the flow? How is that going to work out?
That is very important to us, and we are going to strive to have a system and to manage it in a similar fashion that we do our snow tubing. And busy holiday weekends, we're going to remain busy.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal there is that we're able to allow as many guests as possible to have these experiences. But we are going to set restrictions on ticket sales, and they will be by reservation, so we can see who's coming ahead. They'll have an opportunity to purchase them online in advance, similar to other activities across the resort. But the goal really is, because this is a multi-ride activity, we don't want anyone waiting in line for 30 or 45 minutes for the first ride and then getting back in the end of that line for the second ride. So we'll have a system that allows us that the first rider will go, okay, here comes a second rider. And then that second rider will have a second line that they'll be able to get into. So it's a reasonable amount of time. If we have a 10-minute activity, we don't want someone waiting more than double that time. So if it's a 10-minute activity, 20 minutes, that seems a little more reasonable in our mind. Mm-hmm. We don't want somebody waiting 35 or 40 minutes for what might take 10 minutes.
Okay. So this is multi-ride. I think I'm picking up on this. And the fact that we can do this more than once.
Yes.
The time, I believe, I read somewhere it's a six-minute ride.
It's right around a five-and-a-half-minute ride. So, yes, that double ticket, you're looking at about a 10 or 11 minute.
So you get to do it twice,
yes,
basically.
Yes, it's a two-ride ticket.
Okay, a two-ride ticket. There we go. Yeah. That's what I was going for.
That's it. I made you work for it. Sorry.
I know. I'm going to have to emotionally eat more popcorn because of this. What has been the feedback you've been hearing from people that love coming to this resort? You know, this is something they come to all the time. So they're part of your community, residents, fellow staff workers. What's been the response from people?
Yeah. And I'm going to let Jason take this and pay his compliment forward, because him and his team, this absolutely is their realm. They listen to those guests, they listen to those comments, they listen to the public, and they make sure that they're responding and that they're able to present all of the information to get them those answers. So
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you, Cameron. Yes, that's one of the pieces for the communication, is just making sure that anybody who has questions, whether it's on social or just reaching out to us directly, we want to make sure that we're very timely in our response. But we also want to make sure that if we don't know the answer, that we go to the direct source. And so we do have live people who are actually managing it. It's not AI or anything.
Thank God.
We want to
yes.
make sure. We do have like some automatically generated responses just to let someone know like we're going to be right with them, but we typically have our whole team just kind of splits the coverage and making sure that we're managing our social channels and responding to our guests in a professional way. But another thing that I'd like to just kind of touch on too is with communication. We work with a really strong PR team, mm-hmm. and they do an amazing job of helping us, you know, reach out to all news sources and press just to let them know kind of anything that's coming. Mm-hmm. We haven't released this to the public yet, like I said. So we are, really close to being able to launch that. We just released a press release yesterday. So we're kind of not for this, but for something else. So we want to make sure we give a little space in between before we do that. So you have the sneak peek.
Did you hear that, Laffer? Did you get the sneak peek?
Yeah. Literal sneak peek. Yeah. You're behind the scenes.
I know.
It doesn't
totally
get any better than this. Yeah.
Now, this must have come with a few challenges along the way. So what has been the most rewarding part about doing all of this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, rewarding for us is just being able to be a part of something that's launching that we haven't done before.
Yeah.
We've had Ski here for a long time. Water Park has been here for a very long time as well. So this is kind of the next thing that's just going to be a big attraction onto the mountain. So it's very exciting. It's also rewarding to just feature something on our mountain that is really, you know, family friendly, but also something that the community can do. And we just all always want to be, you know, strong contributors to the community. And we want to really provide opportunities for them to find fun things to do locally. But also it's a great driver for tourism to mm-hmm. come to the mountain and experience all the variety of activities that we have.
Yes, don't underestimate the size of this mountain and what there is to do here, like I did today on the way to this podcast interview. Give yourself some more time. Note to self. Speaking of, that was being a challenge today. What has been your biggest challenge in this project, would you say?
I think we probably have two different takes on it. Her more on the operation side. I kind of already mentioned the challenge with marketing, you know, trying to come up with content that isn't necessarily there. We used renderings and things like that, but also tried to be creative with our designs for, you know, what we put out there, mm-hmm. and making sure that we're being as accurate as possible so that we're not misleading on what the experience will look like. But I'll let Cameron pass. I'll pass it on to Cameron.
Yeah. I am curious from your point of view, having been the operations manager and now you're the mountain sports director. Yeah, this is going to be good. What's been the biggest challenge for you?
I think it has been, even from the very start, putting together the proposal with such a large scale project, making sure that we didn't miss out on anything that was needed. The project, the scope, the size of it, as I spoke earlier, is just so huge. It's similar to putting in a ski lift, only you've never in person seen the ski lift, you've never ridden the ski lift, and you know other than pictures, you don't even know what it's supposed to look like. And so I think just taking all of that in stride, again, having a huge team around us and Isaac and our team and on that side of things, a lot of the challenges just come with, it's an outdoor construction site. Mm-hmm. We have also Massanutten, we have tons of springs. So wherever you put your shovel or your bucket, you're bound to find water. And so trying to manage that. Yeah. So it's just a huge project. It's been incredible to be a part of just from that beginning all the way and to see it come to fruition is going to be super exciting.
I can only imagine. Yeah. Go ahead, Jason.
So another thing, too, that was really great with her team that I'd like to mention, too, is that we're actually, like, kind of sitting in it. But, you know, we had to tear down a lot of trees to incorporate the course. And so it's been really awesome for her team to come up with, what are we going to do with all these huge trees? You know, a few months ago, we had just trees just sitting on the slopes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, there's a lot of trees here. What are we going to do? And then the next thing I know, I see this huge mulcher coming through. And they had already been on top of, like, the plan for that of mulching the trees, being, you know, repurposing them for something that we do need on the resort, but also on the course itself to mulch the paths, and so that it's not dirt and it's not gravel, but it's something that's sustainable, and we're repurposing the tree. So that's pretty amazing that they were even thinking about those kind of things.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm wondering, when you had to get the proposal together to breaking the ground in February-ish, what length of time was that? How long has this been in the mind as like a vision on paper before the ground got broke?
The initial discussions started in spring of 22.
Wow. Okay.
So this project, we submitted it in the fall of 23. That's not correct. In the fall of 22.
Okay.
And then we went through a lot of discussion, trying to figure out what timelines we could hit, and that's where it's becoming a 24 project. So we have it's just the schedule that we as a resort work on. And so, again, fall of 22 is when we formally submitted the proposal. We went through 23, beginning the conversation, working very closely with MND, getting all of our ducks in a row, so to speak, and then looking at the timeline, looking at what was realistic, understanding the scope of this. And in fall or at February of this year is when we started breaking that ground.
Okay, so this is more behind the scenes then of a question, because you say you submit a proposal. Who are you submitting this proposal to?
Yes, so here on the resort, we're very fortunate to have a wonderful process in which managers, directors were able to come up with projects, come up with needs, wants, come up with new, really neat stuff for our guests and our community. And we start asking for quotes. How much is it going to cost for the excavation? How, you know, and we bundle it all up into one big proposal. Mm-hmm. And then that gets submitted. We have an internal committee, a CapEx committee here on the resort, and that's made up of different managers and our Matthias Smith, our VP of the resort. And they go through all of those and make really great and strategic plans and move forward with what they feel like is going to be the most compelling, what makes the most sense for the resort, what's the most responsible thing for us to do. And it's a variety between, there's security cameras in there, there's a new crosswalk, there's a mountain coaster, there's a new AC unit. So it runs the gambit, but we have a big opportunity to be able to really run our departments and drive our divisions forward. And so that whole process, it is a lot, but it's a lot for a reason. We have to make sure we're spending the money responsibly, and that's the goal there, and that's always what we shoot for.
Okay, so you guys will submit the year before for things you want to build the following year, basically.
Yeah,
so similar to other big corporations and things like that. Okay. All right. So what are some of the behind-the-scenes stories about building this?
I think
that you could tell the laughers so they could be in the know. And when they buy their ticket, they'll feel like they have a fun fact.
Let's see. I think Jason did mention the mulch.
Stole yours.
Yeah. He said he stole mine. No, I think
she stole your lime popcorn, so it's fair.
You weren't answering a question,
and she was eating her popcorn. Oh,
okay. Didn't even notice it. I think certainly the mulch, that's really neat. And We also, the hardwoods from the trees that we were able to fell, some of those we were able to take down in our food and beverage use in our smokers for barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
If you get a barbecue sandwich and then come ride the mountain coaster, you've covered it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, wow, I can taste the mountain coaster.
The mountain. Right from the earth.
Now we need a barbecue sandwich called the Mountain Mayhem.
Yeah. That's it.
Do you hear that, Mark Litz? Mountain Mayhem barbecue sandwich.
I want to meet Mark Litz now because that's a great moment. And the Virginia's.
That's all the inside you need. You heard it here first.
Yeah. What
do you know? I said, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. That's right.
We're going to have to apologize when people show up asking for that.
Nope. Then we just talk to Mark Litz.
Yeah, we put it out there. It has to happen. Yes. That's how we actually do things. We just promise it and then go do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, yeah, we're going to do this thing. I don't know how.
You're reverse engineering all the fun. Yeah, that's the way to do it, I think. Yeah.
Did you have another one, Jason?
No.
No? He doesn't.
That's right.
That barbecue sandwich was it.
I hope we get that out of this. That would be amazing. What impact do each of you hope that this mountain coaster will have on the resort and the surrounding community?
I'll start and then I'll pass it off to Jason, but I certainly hope it just is one more thing that is for our community right in their backyard. This is their home mountain. Mm-hmm. And there's so many opportunities not only to come and play and enjoy it, but all of us that work here, we're part of that community, and we have work here, play here, and we do take that to heart. So we'll see employees coming through, and we'll see them bringing their families and friends, and we'll hear them in town talking about, hey, have you been up? Or hey, your work is getting a this? Yeah, absolutely. Come out, try it out. So I just think that I think Jason may have mentioned it earlier, but it's just one more awesome thing for them to be able to come. Our guests, I think we hear a lot of feedback where they love that the mountain does grow and evolve. Mm-hmm. And when they come back after a year or two, they can see the effort that we're putting forth and trying to give them that great experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, I mean, really riding off of what Cameron said, no pun intended with the riding of the mountain mayhem, but
that's pretty good,
there's a lot of awesome things that we have at the resort, but we don't just let it just sit with that one thing. We try to find other and innovative ways to really incorporate fun with what we're doing. For instance, the water park, the outdoor water park was not open, like we had mentioned on the last podcast, for Light Up the Park, and it was not open during the winter, but we found a way to really invite guests in the community to do something fun for the holidays and enjoy a light show at our outdoor water park. So they decided, okay, we're going to put some heating elements in the outdoor feature. Instead of draining all the water, we're going to let the water stay in and keep it heated so it doesn't freeze, and find a way to make it really just an attractive setting for, pictures and groups and just things for people to do. So, the Mountain Mayhem can also provide fun like that. And there's always ways that we can what else can we do to incorporate the Mountain Mayhem, like a sandwich, stuff like that. So just trying to find new ways to continually do things. We're always trying to think of exciting new things for people to do, and then also to build on what we're currently doing. And we got a lot of fun coming around the corner with the water park and with the active adult community. There's a lots to share with all that. So I see a lot of podcasts in our future.
Yay. I love it.
And popcorn.
And and more popcorn. And maybe I'll get a Mountain Mayhem barbecue sandwich next time I come.
Yes. Did you hear that, Mark?
I know, Mark.
Mark's getting a lot of plugs today.
Make sure Mark gets this first. Is there going to be any kind of fun, special extra attraction or promotion when this actually opens up to the public?
I mean, there's always possibilities for that. That's something that we're never going to leave off the table. Whenever there's an opportunity for us to, for one, drive revenue, that's what we're here for, but also to provide additional benefits to our guests and community, we're definitely for that. We want to make sure that it makes sense on both ends. We're not just to make money. We want to make sure that it's something that makes sense for the guests and our community, to make sure that they feel like their are valued, and then their dollar is well spent.
I love that. Man, oh, go ahead. Yes, please.
I was just going to add that here at the Family Adventure Park, we offer a lot of really great bundles and packages for groups. And so the Mountain Mayhem is just another option that if you have a Girl Scout or Boy Scout group, a church group, a family reunion, anything that involves a group of people, we are going to have some really great group rates. So that way you can get, you know, you could rent the mountain coaster for a whole hour and your group can just go round and round.
Oh,
and
then, that's great.
Yeah. So we try to do a lot of that because there are a lot of organizations out there that do have a price point. Mm-hmm. And everything that we do, we have an incredible groups team here on the resort. And so if you wanted to just come to the adventure park, we have someone that you can talk to. But if you want to come to the adventure park and the water park and get some boxed lunches or have a whole spread, we have really great options for that as well. So that's where you can get those good deals.
Yeah. It sounds like you can customize it a bit too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that's
absolutely
great. So for laughers, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I imagine this applies to groups that are even staying somewhere else in the greater Harrisonburg area. They don't have to be staying at Massanutten Resort to take advantage of these group discounts.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you do stay here, then you can also work with our groups team, and we have buses that can take you to all your places. So you don't even have to drive anywhere.
I love it.
Pretty good.
That is really good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I think I could talk about this all day because this is super fun and I am all about fun. It should be my middle name. But we are going to wrap up here. So as we wrap up here, how can the laughers stay updated with the Mountain Mayhem coaster happenings on social media and otherwise? So when it opens, they can get a ticket and ride twice and enjoy this thing.
Yeah, you said it. And so there's a lot of ways that you can learn, but the main way is through following us on social. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram and TikTok, even Twitter. But those are the main sources to be able to kind of find the information. We like to put a lot of a variety of information around the resort on all those channels. We also will put things as call-outs on our homepage so that you don't have to go searching through our website to find things. It's right up on the homepage. We're also going to be kind of featuring videos of all the different attractions around the resort on our different pages for whether it's mountain sports or whether golf or water park. We'll find a way to tie in the video on the homepage so that way you can kind of see the experience of what you're gonna experience. We also are gonna, like I said before, issue a press release, so you'll hear that from your local media as well.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
And then you'll see things probably in local publications, and you know, we'll do commercials on local channels as well.
Well, that's great. And laughers, we'll be sure to put all the information and ways that you can stay connected with them in the show notes as well. So if you are working out or driving a car right now, then you don't have to worry about it. You can check it later. And if you did hear screams or think you heard screams in the background, you did. Those were young teenagers going down the zip line and letting us know what they thought about that.
It was the woo.
It was the woo. We had a couple of woos. Well, thank you so much, Cameron and Jason, for coming on the show today and sharing with us all things Mountain Mayhem Coaster. This has been super exciting, and I cannot wait to take this ride. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. As always, I hope we have a lot more of these coming soon, but I greatly appreciate you inviting us on the show.
You're welcome.
Oh, this was wonderful, and we're definitely looking forward to seeing you woo down the hill when you get back. And we actually have to drive back down, so that woo might come sooner than you think.
It will be coming sooner than you think, laughers.
Right.
Maybe we'll do an outtake. We'll see how that goes on the way down.
Yeah, bouncy.
And laughers, please, 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 please take some time to be sure to plan your visit to Massanutten Resort so you can try out this mountain coaster and all the other things that they have that you can do here at massresort.com, M-A-S-S-E-R-T resort.com. Also, Laughers, thank you for tuning in today and spending time with us. Give this podcast a like, subscribe, and follow, and help us grow. We would really appreciate that. And don't forget that discount on Prepopsterous Popcorn. That's Laugh15. And visit Prepopsterous.com today. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, Laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us. And we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.